that there, mobile. VWA, where are we eating tonight, Dave?
Zaxby's. We're going out to Zaxby's. You got something started when I met you over there at Zaxby's.
Oh, my goodness. Well, are you going to be in line for more than an hour?
I don't think so. I don't know. If I am, I'll probably find somewhere else to get supper.
Well, I'll tell you what. I went through there at about 1 o'clock or 1:30 today, and, oh, my God, they were wrapped around the building all the way out to the parking lot, three or four cars deep on Wade Hampton in the service lane.
If I see that when I go by, I'll just keep on going by, or I'll make a U-turn and go somewhere else. I'll go fishing at Long John's.
I hear you. All right. Well, getting stuff done on that airplane, bud. I'm all set to do my final CG balance, and I'm going to do the calibration on the ECM tomorrow.
Sounds like you're about to knock it all out and be done with it. You got to build you a checklist for stuff you got to take to the airfield so you don't lose like me. I've run, tell Amy I'm headed out, and I go downstairs, and then the next thing I know, I'm coming back upstairs. What'd you forget? I need that battery. I'm headed out, and then I go downstairs, and then I'm coming back upstairs. What'd you forget? I forgot my transmitter. Got to make that checklist.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and build me a box. It's supposed to be raining Saturday, so I got some wood down there. I think I can go ahead and, you know, the box we would use for electrical is, for electric motor is nothing like a box for low power. So I think I'm going to build me an electric box, and I'm going to try to have that ready to go, you know, before we go over there on Sunday.
The one I built many, many, many years ago. I still have it. But it was built with nitro in mind, so it had a fuel pump and a battery and a place where you strap a gallon of fuel in and a drawer to put stuff in and places to put screwdrivers in, like Allen screwdrivers, you know, so you get quick access to them. And a starter for the so electric. I don't need any of that. I think I've got a couple of tackle boxes. I think I'm going to take all the gas stuff out of the tackle box and clean them up a little bit. One of them's busted up. I'll probably throw it away. But and then just put the electric stuff in the other one and have one tackle box. Electric's just a whole lot easier than nitro.
I'm afraid you're right. So anyhow, I'm probably going to use a box, you know, like a tackle box, and then I'm going to try to get some ideas for just a support stand, and I'm going to look online and see if there's something that kind of folds up and tucks away that I can, you know, just carry, so if there is such a thing. So anyhow, that's the direction I'm headed in, and I am really hoping we're going to get to go Sunday afternoon, so, well, that's my plan, and I'm sticking to it.
But you never know. Amy had to go back to work yesterday. Yeah, yesterday was her first day. Today's Wednesday. That was Tuesday. Yeah, she skipped Monday. She decided to go in on Tuesday, and she has felt bad all day today. Now, that's kind of quick, but anyway. If she gets better, I'll be going Sunday too. But she's not looking too good right now. That's why I'm going out to get supper.
Where does she work?
In Spartanburg, downtown Spartanburg. But their buildings, there was nobody on her floor but her and one other girl. And it's a big floor. ACA is the name of it. American Acceptance, something. They make car, you know, for if you're going to go buy a car off a car lot and you need a loan, they make those kind of loans. But they have these things that scrub the air that's all over the place. So, and then they had one of those sonic cleanings before they decided to come back. So, and there's only two of them on the floor, so I don't think it was that, but she doesn't feel too good today.
And it's all the surfaces and the elevators and everything else that everybody else and their brother uses that, you know, that's generally how you finally pick it up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. That's why I asked her if she stopped and got gas. Because, you know, everybody has to stop and get gas every now and then, except for, you know, Tesla drivers. Or what's that other one? Prius?
Lots of electrics out there. But now, I'll tell you something. Just the VOCs off of fuel, even at a level that we can't kill, that we can't smell, it'll kill that virus off. Petroleum products around the pumps like that, man, virus doesn't survive that. So fuel pumps are the least of your worries. It's all the surfaces in and out of public places that are really the problem.
Okay, well, that's good to know. It's kind of like when you throw gasoline on a wasp, right? It's like they're dead when it contacts them.
Yeah, they may move around a little bit. They just don't know it yet. They're done. Oh, well. Well, listen, I'm ready to jump into a Dollar General store here. I've been taking the trash out. And I'm going to run into Dollar General and give me some goodies for tomorrow. And I will talk to you. Matter of fact, I may call you tomorrow night and give you the thumbs up whether I'm completely done or not. Because at about 2 o'clock, I hope to jump back on that thing and do the final. So I'll let you know whether I programmed the ESC, not ECM, the ESC, the electronic speed control. I'll let you know whether I got it going properly or not.
Okay. Well, even if you don't, you have to get that tomorrow night or Friday, if it's raining on Saturday. You ought to be able to knock it out on Saturday. I mean, it doesn't take but 5 or 10 minutes. It takes longer to read the instructions on how to do it than it does to do it.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's the case. And do you have to calibrate it every time you go up?
No, one time per setup. Once you have a speed control motor receiver, your radio receiver and transmitter combo, once you get those four components in a row, you set it up for those four, you're done. You don't ever have to set it up for those again. If you swap something out, like a different motor, a different speed controller, or a different receiver, then, yeah, you got to do it over.
All right, bud. Well, I'm going to jump. I will talk to you later. Good luck getting in and out of Zaxby's. And hope you get what you want. And I'll talk. Oh, and I hope your wife feels better. You know, doggone it. After all that, I'd hate for her to, you know, come down with something. So, anyhow, have a good evening, and I will talk to you soon. W4DJW, KN4BWA, clear.
Well, thank you, Steve. You've been doing better than I have. I've been going to the airfield. She's been staying home diligently, doing really, really good. So I'm hoping it's just a cold from being out, because she hasn't been out so very much. Anyway, take care. Good talking to you. Hope to see you at the field on Sunday. KN4BWA, W4DJW Mobile.
4 X-ray Bravo Mobile.
4 DJW Mobile.
DJW Mobile, this is K4XB Mobile, but about not to be.
Hey, about not to be, Tommy. Mobile. How are you this evening? That's pretty sky up there. I don't know if it is where you are, but I see light blue sky with pink clouds. It's very pretty.
The last part of what you said, because I must have turned the direction of the vehicle in a bad way for the repeater. But I heard you say about the light blue sky with the pink, and I'm seeing the same thing. K4XB.
Yeah, that's pretty. I've been taking a lot of pictures of you know, going up 400 feet with the multi-rotor and 60-degree pictures, just to be able to see all the seasons. Do that once a day or twice a day or once every other day, and then put them all together in a video and be able, in a 360-degree video and be able to see All four seasons I've been playing around with that. So now I'm much more aware of the sky than I used to be.
It is fun to do that. I've got several of the less expensive models of the multirotors and not great cameras, but it's fairly decent cameras, and it's fun to take some pictures, go up and look around. Definitely a lot of fun. I've heard you talking about that you're getting back into flying a little bit more recently. But I heard you in here. Thought I'd say hello before I jumped out and went in the house here. But good talking to you, and we'll probably check in on my net that you call here soon. W4DJW, this is Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo 73, sir.
All right, Tommy. Good talking to you. Stay safe. Oh yeah, enjoy that flying. it's like stretching your neck and being able to see way up above everything that you take for granted. It's a small world. Anyway, good talking to you. Stay safe. W4DJW Mobile.
Did you go have a fly today? It was a beautiful afternoon. N4DJC.
If I was retired, I would have been, Jerry, but I'm not, so I didn't. I got on a bridge this morning, like 6 o'clock in the morning, and I just got off of it about an hour ago. They were having problems, and it was really, really deep drill down all the way to the individual packets, and there's like millions of them, so it takes time. It took all day today, so I'm beat. I would have a whole lot rather have been out at the airfield flying.
Well, maybe it looks like it's going to be cool the rest of the week. Maybe you get a break maybe after the week, and when it gets warmed up a little bit more. But it was nice too. I didn't realize how warm it was. So I walked outside about 10 o'clock. I said, man, it feels pretty good out there. And it was almost, I think it was almost 70 degrees, maybe 67 anyway, maybe.
Today, but I did get it yesterday. I noticed upstairs in the house, it started getting warm. And I looked up, I pulled up the temperature, and it said 64 degrees. And I thought, whoa, that's nice. And it probably got a little bit warmer than that today. But I think I lowered the thermometer just a little bit because it actually got warm in the office yesterday, and it was kind of comfortable today. But, yeah, I would have loved to have been out in it, out flying in it, and anything but work. I'm just like a horse that smells water when it comes to retirement, Jerry. I'm ready to go. I'm hot to trot, ready to get out there, break through into the retirement world. But reality says I have a few years left to go.
I would like to be able to work a few more years, but things didn't work out that way. And in the long run, it worked out fine, I guess. I really wasn't able to do the last couple of years. If I'd worked another three more years, four more years, I don't know whether I would have had the time to do what I needed to do with work and the family stuff too or not. It just kind of worked out like it's supposed to, I guess. But wife and I got our appointments for our vaccines, but we're going to have to go to Columbia to get them, but it is a drive-through, so at least we'll have to stand in line.
Well, near the other day, said he, they got theirs, and I know before that I had heard him talking about having to wait for a while to get them, but then all of a sudden, next thing I know, he's already got them. So is that because of an age difference or something?
So, Dave, because they just opened up the over 65s on Monday. Oh, and I had a mess too on top of that. I tried to set up a My Chart account. I didn't have one. My wife did. I tried to set up a My Chart account over the weekend. It finally let me set up one early Monday morning. And then evidently somebody attempted to me to log into her account, locked her out of the account, and it took me forever to get in touch with anybody through their landline, through the phone line to get it corrected. But after we got it corrected, my first appointment originally was on March the 17th, and then I found her appointment, like for next Thursday. So I got back on there and got one set up for next Thursday for myself too in Columbia. Mine was in Greenville. It wasn't until the 17th. I think Tommy told me that he and his wife both were set up, it was later in this month, I think, and his might have even been in March, but somehow they got moved up, but they're both over 70. I think they got moved up for whatever reason, but they're having some problems with it now because they didn't get the vaccine on time like they thought they were, so they canceled all the walk-in appointments for the second dose.
My wife said that would probably happen. She follows that pretty close. And I got a cousin down in Sumter that follows it really close, too, and he's retired. He's been retired for a while. He retired on a medical disability. And he posts all kinds of things. He posted something this morning before I started working. I was reading what it was. I didn't have time to get into it too deep, but he said something about a new strain that is immune to the vaccine. Right? So he was saying, we have more work to do. This vaccine will prevent you from getting some of it, but it won't prevent you from getting all of it. And that they got more work to do to be able to have a vaccine that gets it all.
Just never know about viruses. They mutate. You don't know what the deal is on them. Most of the flu vaccines are from multiple strains of the flu virus. But I don't know about this. I mean, we're gonna roll the dice and take it anyway. We're taking the Pfizer two-part vaccine, but some of the places are doing the Moderna now as well. I think the Walgreens and CVS is getting Moderna, but they're looking at the allocation online. Most of the pharmacies are only getting like maybe 50 to 100 doses, and most of the ones that I saw in the allocation chart were associated with retirement homes and nursing homes and that sort of thing.
Amy and I are young enough. We know we got to wait in line. We know it's going to be a while till it gets down to our age, my age and her age. She's 7 years younger than me. Anyway, I'm backing it in the driveway. Time to eat. End of a work day. Yabba dabba doo. Good talking to you, Jerry. Take care. Be safe. W4DJW.
Dave, grab something good to eat. Talk to you later. W4DJW and 4DJC.